Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Eddie Bain. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens, who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Otis reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. McRae reaches second base with a double. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun juggles the ball. That's an error on Braun. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry moves to second. Tom Johnson now pitching. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Mayberry scores. Cowens goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Royals. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Ford reaches second base with a double. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Cowens steals second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a line drive towards second. Randall catches it and steps on second to double up Cowens. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 2 in the game. Bostock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 3 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall bunts towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Ford moves to second. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ford moves to third. Braun moves to second. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martinez for a passed ball. Ford scores. Braun moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Royals. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Vic Albury now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bostock. Brett reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. It's 7-1, Royals. Jim Hughes now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Martinez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Steve Mingori now pitching. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-3 in the game. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Tony Oliva. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. Heil strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.